Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. Some of the products that you see in the Steve Spangler Science catalog actually are a result of a quest for us to get supplies. And when we can't get the supplies that we want, that just feeds this, it's fuel for the fire, and we have a desire to get them, and we dig deeper and we dig deeper. And one of such example is a product called a baby soda bottle. Now, many of you know a baby soda bottle, what it looks like, and if you don't, you can go to the website at stevespanglerscience.com and just search for baby soda bottle, or enter it into Google if you want to, and you'll find out what a baby soda bottle is. It's actually a small test tube. Well, in test tube terms, I guess it's a giant test tube, because it's this plastic test tube that's a little bit unusual because, number one, it's not made out of glass. Number two, it's indestructible. Except for extreme heat, this test tube is absolutely indestructible. Thick-walled test tube. And the coolest part of this test tube is it has these grooves on the top where it looks almost as if a cap could go on the end of this test tube. Well, there you have it. It's this tiny test tube, and a plastic indestructible test tube, and you're supposed to do something with it. Well, the beauty is this: not that it holds liquid, not that it is reusable. The beauty is in what the test tube really is. It's actually an item before you and I see it on the store shelves. Here's what I want you to do. Picture a 2-liter Coke bottle, a Pepsi bottle, a Sprite bottle. Imagine taking that bottle and shrinking it in its proportion to make it smaller and smaller and smaller until it actually becomes the shape of a test tube. And that's exactly what these baby soda bottles are. For years and years and years, the bottling industry had used these plastic forms and they would push hot air into them and blow them up in a mold and create this 2-liter bottle. And for years and years and years, these test tube-like structures were sitting in these bottling companies, and every once in a while, one or two would surface in the teaching world, and you might get a kit on recycling and get one or two bottles. But you know what? I wanted thousands of these bottles because I wanted to give them to kids. They were just perfect as an inquiry tool, a learning tool for kids. And so we approached the bottling company and said, I'd really like to purchase some of these bottles. And in fact, working for NBC at the time, we approached the bottling company because we wanted to do a segment in the bottling company about the birth of a soda bottle, thus the name a baby soda bottle. And not only was that a fiasco because trade secrets, nobody wanted to allow cameras into their bottling facility, but the lawyers for the bottling facilities didn't want to release the bottles either because they had no idea what teachers would do with them. And when I tried to explain to them in simple terms, well, we just want to do what you're doing with them, we just want to put liquid inside and seal them up, it was really, really difficult to make that happen. And so at the time I was working for a company called Carson DeLosa Publishing and the original Wild Goose Company, and it was an idea that I licensed to the Wild Goose Company, and thanks to the financial efforts, resources, I should say, Steve Carson, Patty Carson, and Janet DeLosa, along with the Wild Goose Company, they were able to convince these very, very large bottling companies to make that product kind of come alive. And so baby soda bottles are on the market today because of persistence and because of an idea that a group of teachers had that said, wouldn't that be a great science tool? And it really was a matter of being able to convince the powers that be to help us now create something that is a standard place in almost every elementary school in the country. It's the birth of a baby soda bottle. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting stevespanglerscience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at stevespangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.